You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody. It's Kent Davenport here with the Producer's Perspective Podcast, episode number 242. Today, I'm going to talk about something that you've been doing a lot of over the past year and a half, streaming. That's right. Netflix, Disney+, Apple+, all those streaming companies. I'm going to talk about something that I believe they should all do right now. I know they didn't ask for this advice. I'm giving it to them anyway, right after this.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary, and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
I want to be a producer with a hit show on Broadway.
You're listening to the Producer's Perspective Podcast with your host, Tony Award winner, Ken Davenport.
Hey, Ken Davenport here. Today we're going to talk about streaming, but first I'm going to tell you a story. So in the early 2000s, I somehow talked my way into a meeting with one of the most powerful people in Hollywood. It was my very first big studio meeting, and perfectly on brand, like you'd see in an episode of Entourage. The meeting started an hour late after its scheduled start time. That's right, I sat in that waiting room and waited and waited and waited, just imagining who the big celebrity was that this executive was on the phone with, which was delaying our meeting. And it actually was a big celebrity. I think it was Angelina Jolie, if I remember right. Anyway, the meeting finally did happen, and we discussed all sorts of things, including the differences between the business models of theater and film, how Hollywood owned scripts instead of licensed them, how producers in Hollywood became hired guns after they proved themselves, right? Producers in Hollywood are often paid by big studios to produce movies for them, and they don't have to raise the money. Makes you wonder why us theater producers produce theater. Oh, right, because we love theater. Anyway, despite all that, we also discussed how a Broadway show could make more money than a hit movie or even a hit franchise. And yeah, I will say that again, a Broadway show can make more money than a hit movie or even a hit franchise. And this is on record. The president of Universal Pictures has stated publicly that Wicked will make more money for Universal than Jurassic Park, the franchise, or E.T. And Disney has stated that The Lion King will make more money than Star Wars for them. That's right. I know, you're like, that is can't be true. Google it. It's true. So after this, during this meeting, we were talking about all this, and I said to this executive, you know, you should have a theater department at your studio. You should have a team to mine your catalogs for the best adaptations. You should develop some yourself, market some to others. There's gold in the catalog that your studio represents. You just need a team to dig it out. And as I look back, I'm sure, I mean, this was in the early, 2000s. I'm sure I was angling for a job. So none of my shows had even opened yet. right? I was still developing. And the studio exec said to me, you know what? That's really not what we do. It's still just like not, it's not what we're looking for. We're looking for these big, you know, tentpole features. And now, flash forward almost 20 years later, and that studio has a theater department, as does every other major Hollywood studio. I was just emailing with three of them today. Today, they all have people whose sole job is to focus on the theater ventures for that studio. Now, what does this have to do with streaming? Well, look, we're at the same moment in entertainment history that we were those 20 years ago, except I'm not sitting down with the big old Hollywood studio this time. I'm talking to the new upstart streaming sites out there. Yep, Netflix, Apple, and if any of them, Amazon, Jeff Bezos, if you are listening, all of you streamers, you should have a theater department. Many of you streamers have already optioned some of Broadway's best content, Disney, Hamilton, right? Apple, Come From Away, Netflix, Diana, American Son, and more. And you should have someone keeping an eye on what you should grab next. But you should also have a team mining all that original content you've been creating for dramatization. The streaming sites out there, if you've been watching them, and I know you have, they're in the midst of an original content war, right? They're, you know, HBO did such an amazing job with Sopranos back in the day, Entourage, I mentioned already, like all of these in grabbing a whole bunch of subscribers. And they found that, you know, just showcasing old movies wasn't a way for these networks to thrive. So all the new streaming sites, they now know this, and they're all about original content, right? Trying to come up with original content and investing in it heavily. And now they have so much of it, right? This content war has produced so much original programming, and plenty of it is ripe for a stage adaptation. Heck, we saw on TikTok two unknown writers adapt Bridgerton as a musical, right? What if the studio had actually done that? And as we now know, like I've mentioned above, with Lion King being more popular and more profitable than Star Wars, Wicked being more profitable than E.T., we know how much money there is out there in these adaptations. So you would think these streaming sites would say, well, shoot, if we really want to knock one out of the park, what we need to get is a Wicked. What we need to get is a Lion King. Let's, like Disney, look to our own treasure chest of original content and try to find a Broadway musical in one of those titles. So I know you didn't ask for this advice, streamers, but to get ahead of your competitors, start a theatrical division today. If you need some recommendations on who to run your theater team for you, let me know. I will send you some names. I'm not angling for a job this time, but I'm happy to recommend some. But I do believe that looking in your own backyard is the best place to find new content. Thanks again for listening to the Producer's Perspective podcast. If you found this episode informative, educational, inspirational, or just entertaining, do me a favor and share this episode with another theater maker or two in your life. My mission is to amplify the conversation about theater, because if we get more people talking about it, we'll get more people making it, we'll get more people seeing it. It will be great for the industry as a whole. If you want more of my daily perspectives on theater and Broadway, check out my blog at theproducersperspective.com, or check out my social media accounts at Ken Davenport B-Way on Instagram and at Ken Davenport on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. We'll see you for the next episode.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold.
Thank you.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.